A very good evening to all of you. It is such a pleasure to be able to speak to you. It's a beautiful, beautiful time in which we live. Like very few times in my life have I sensed the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit. My dear friend, God is visiting South Africa. There is no doubt about it in my mind. I have been preaching the gospel now for close on 40 years. I have never experienced the tangible presence of Jesus Christ like I am experiencing him right now. Yesterday, I was at Northwest Mighty Men. I saw 10,000 people make a commitment to Jesus Christ. And these people are coming to the National Day of Prayer, which we are calling It's Time. It's time. It's time to get together as a nation and ask God to intervene on our behalf, because we can do no more. We are going to ask God to put an end to this senseless murder, rape, and taking advantage of underprivileged people, black, white, old, young, and to ask Jesus to stop it. He says, if my people who are called by my name, that's you and me, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we know that scripture. We are coming together in one place, 1 million people. That's the figure God gave me the other day. He said, it's time. And he said, 1 million. Now you might be sitting in your home and saying, but Angus, God, we pray at home. Of course you can. But God is calling his people together in one place to make a stand, just like he did in the Old Testament. He called the Israelites to come to the temple. We are going to be on a farm somewhere outside Bloemfontein on the N1. I don't know where that farm is. God knows where it is. Maybe you are watching this program and maybe, sir, it's your farm. Well, if it is, please let us know. We need the farm. But we need a farm that can seat 1 million people. There will be no chairs made available. We will bring our own baskets of food and drink. We will come to an empty field that will seat 1 million people. The only thing you'll see on that field is a stage, a platform, and side screens, and an incredible sound system, so that every single person can hear what has been said. And we will praise God, and we will worship God, and then we will pray to God. This will not be an entertainment afternoon. There are no big names that will be there. We're coming as a people, black, white, colored, and Indian. Men, women, boys and girls, old people, young people, students, miners, farmers, businessmen. We're coming together to implore the Lord to have mercy on us one more time. Folks, this might be the last opportunity that you and I will ever have to ask God to intervene in this beloved South Africa, because we are on a knife edge. I think you know that. And if God doesn't intervene, this country is doomed. But Jesus is going to do it. But he says, if you lift me up, I will draw all men unto myself. I am asking employers to make transport available for their workers. I'm talking about proper buses. I am asking rugby clubs to postpone that rugby match on that afternoon and come to that meeting. I am going to the extreme. I'm saying to you, young lady, if you've got a wedding planned on that day, please change it now. I really mean it. This is a very serious time that we're in. I think of Winston Churchill talking to the people in Britain when the Nazis broke out and they were about to invade Britain. He called on every single person to stand up. Well, I'm calling on every single person to stand up. You say to me, I don't have the money to get to the meeting. You do have the money, sir. Dig deep. By the way, it is for free. There's no charge. If you want to help us, you are welcome to help us. But there will be no charge. There will be no collection taken. There will be no tickets sold. There'll be no place where you can buy hamburgers and cokes. We're coming to pray to God. Bring everything with you. Bring your camp chairs. Bring your blankets. And we're going to meet with the living God. It's going to be the greatest moment of your life. May God bless you. And I can't wait to see you on the 22nd of April. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's just outside Bloemfontein. And it's going to be the greatest moment of our lives in this country. We'll see the biggest gathering of people, Christian people, that have ever taken place before. May God bless you, and may Jesus get all the glory. Amen.